You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Chris Haff, who covers the Giants for MLB.com. And Chris, you know, just as I was waiting for you to come on the line here, I had a brainstorm, but this might be one of Bruce Bochy's greatest managing jobs, in that they start badly. You know, you have the even year, odd year thing, people doubting them. Everybody's picking the Padres. One guy after another gets hurt. And lo and behold, we look up and the Giants have scrambled back. What did they have, a 9-game home losing streak, something like that? They're still a game out of first. In times like this, when you're going through, when everything's breaking down, parts are flying off the car one at a time, what do you learn about the greatness of Mr. Bochy?
You know, Richard, he's done a lot of things. He's, number one, he's patient as heck. He does not rattle. I'm sure he goes through times of stress, but he never lets, as the saying goes, he never lets you see him sweat. And I think he's been through so much in this game that he really doesn't sweat. One thing that's really struck me this year, and maybe it has to do with some of the personal things, like, you know, getting the stents put in his heart to, make sure that happened early in spring training and, something he absolutely physically needed. But he, win or lose, 9-game home losing streak or, 5-game road winning streak, whatever's happening, his sense of humor has come through almost every day, sitting with the writers, which isn't an easy thing. A lot of managers regard, their sessions with us as, an obligation, something to get through, a chore, like doing the laundry or washing the, cleaning the hubcaps or something. But he seems like he lets himself have fun. And I think, he's doing that with his team. I've noticed that a little more this year than in previous years. And I think it just speaks to his overall balance.
And Chris, is there a feeling, do you have this feeling, maybe Brian Sabian and Boch have this feeling, that if the Giants ever get their pieces back on the field, some years that never happens, this is still the best team in the NL West, or how do they look at it?
That's never been articulated, but I think they know that, they have the horses. They have pitching. Right now, they're kind of, just wondering how to juggle this pitching. They do have some depth, although, they're not really sure of the quality of the depth because they're not sure how Jake Peavy and Matt Cain are going to come back from their injuries, which is going to happen pretty soon. But I think there's enough season left to where if they have to, make, no matter how many changes they'll need to make, they should be able to make them to their satisfaction.
And Chris, so Peavy and Cain, I take it, will be back within a week or so, or maybe less than that. And who is safe in the rotation in your mind other than Bumgarner? Chris Heston has pitched very well at times. How do you think they're looking at the pecking order now as they make room for those two guys? And do you think Peavy goes in the rotation too? I guess I'm asking you to speculate on what happens with the two guys, with seven starters now.
Right. Well, they're going to give Peavy and Cain their chances. And Bruce has already mentioned dates for them to come back, not really any particular guy, but July 2nd and July 3rd. One of them will get one date, the other one will get the other. Now, as to who comes out, I don't want to cop out and say, I don't know. I'd love to give you some sort of answer, but what Bruce has implied is that they may do some creative stuff with the off days they have almost every week. They can maybe do something where, somebody like a Tim Hudson or a Tim Lincecum maybe skips a couple starts but gets reinstalled in the rotation. It'll almost be like a basketball type of rotation, using seven men to fill five spots.
Yeah, and, one of the strengths of the Giants during this great run is they almost never shortened their rotation, did they? They liked giving pitchers a day off, so that would make some sense. As you watched 10 months ago, he's coming off a real tough start at Dodger Stadium. What's going on with this guy? Is this what Tenney is now? He's a guy that's got to be very precise down in the strike zone. And you just don't know what you're going to get start to start. I don't think he's gone six innings one time this month. What's your feeling on Tim Lincecum?
You kind of summed it up right there. You know, he has to be precise. I think he's capable. I really do believe he's capable of still being an above-average pitcher. We've seen it from him this year. But, yes, he has to be down in the strike zone. He's got to get the good movement on his off-speed pitches, spot the fastball really well. And for all that to happen, he has to have solid pitching mechanics. And his motion is combination of so many moving parts. When one little thing is off, boom, boom, out go the lights. It's not good for him. So he has to be, really synchronized to succeed.
How has Hunter Pence taken not playing? You know, the guy I know is so hyper. I mean, it's hard for me. I imagine he would be a pain in the butt in the dugout in the clubhouse when he's not playing. Is he accepting this and just saying, hey, I got to get healthy again, and when I get healthy, fine? And when will that be, do you think?
Yeah, outwardly, he's fine. I think inwardly, he is going nuts, as you're thinking he would. Exactly when he might come back, that's a good question. Bruce Bochy said yesterday that he expects Hunter to start doing, performing baseball-related activities this weekend. So I would think maybe within a couple weeks after that, maybe 3 weeks, but you know, it's possible that the Giants will not see him before the All-Star break.
And you know, Chris, we're talking about all these things that are negative, and you and I both know, even though it is an odd number year, that in September, Crawford, Belt, Pagan, Maxwell, Timmy, they're all going to get going, and the Giants are going to end up winning the World Series again. Maybe not, but you can see it happen. And there's so many guys on that roster that have been through it before that there's every reason to be confident. I mean, they know the race is not won in June, and so you just soldier on. That's the strength of the Giants, right?
Yeah, by now their confidence is pretty established, I'd say. They don't take it for granted, I don't think, because they're not. I mean, in baseball, I don't know if there are any supremely talented, supremely accomplished teams anymore. They know they can play with anybody. They know they can beat pretty much anybody. They play up to their competition a lot. You know, sometimes they play down their competition. And the nature of the division is that, that keeps them going too. They have to play hard to beat a San Diego, which they did not do last night, or an Arizona. So it's a good competitive division for them to be in.
Yeah. Well, Chris, great stuff. I look forward to reading your coverage in America's Most Beautiful City, from America's Most Beautiful City. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Richard.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.